Hey everyone, that music means that we're about to start In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 238 of In the Word podcast. And we are excited because any subject we talk about from the Word of God is a good day in the neighborhood, right?
Amen, amen.
I mean, some of the subjects may not be exactly what is right down your wheelhouse or what you're looking for, but somebody, I pray, out there is being blessed because the Bible says His word won't return void,
yes,
right? So, yeah, I pray that you're being blessed by the podcast. Let us know. We would love a line, intheWordPodcast@gmail.com, intheWordPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
So we're going to talk a little bit about prayer and just exactly how prayer works. I think there are so many misconceptions about prayer, and I think prayer is such an apt topic these days. The world we live in, you know, it's just going wild in so many different ways. There's more examples than you could shake a stick at, and it doesn't matter what arena of social life you look at, we need prayer, you know, whether it's our families, whether it's our government, whether it's our schools, whether it's our kids, whether it's social media, sports, entertainment, you name it, things are going on that require prayer.
Yes.
So we just thought it would be a good time to talk about what prayer really is, what prayer is really all about, and how prayer works. When you think about prayer, Marie, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? It just, when you hear the word prayer, if you had to give a immediate, unscripted response, what would you say?
To be really honest, for most of my Christian life, I prayed, but I don't think I prayed as deeply as I could have or should have, you know, in a way that would really get the ear of God. I mean, He's blessed me over the years, but I still think I've come short when it comes to praying.
Yeah.
And the value of prayer.
Right.
You know, I think we just, for me, I was just thinking that you have to have a real understanding. There's a real understanding to gain in what prayer, the Lord's Prayer, is all about. And I think a lot of us have missed it because, I don't know why, because.
I would agree with that. I think the same is true with me. I would say that our prayer life has been anemic as a body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because our prayer life has lacked instruction and information from the Word of God. We pray for stuff. We pray for things. Mm-hmm. We pray for needs. We pray situational prayers.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think where we lose sight of the real value of prayer is that prayer has to be about what God is saying, what God is doing, what God is desiring.
Yes.
It's God is never going to do, when you think about prayer, God is never really going to do anything against His will. I know you've heard pastors and theologians and teachers over the years talk about God's permissive will versus God's perfect will. I cry foul on that. I mean, you know, I don't know that I've ever seen those words in scripture like that, you know, that God has a permissive will and God has a perfect will. Why would God ever do anything that was less than perfect? God is perfect. So why would He compromise and, you know, do something for us that wasn't in His best interest? It's counterintuitive to what we know about God through the Word.
Yeah, I think we just have separated our living from our praying. You know what I mean? We've just developed our lives to our, you know, to what we do as a family or people or church or whatever. And as far as entering in that deep prayer, we pray, you know, our kids are bad and we pray and all of that. And but to really get deeply into relationship with God through prayer, I think we've let it lax. And I just think we haven't seen the seriousness of it. You know, the not seriousness. What is it? It's another word to just how much we need prayer and have always needed prayer.
The
necessity of prayer.
Right.
But we've been putting our minds on other things and not recognizing just how important it is to have that deep relational prayer with God.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think when you look at prayer in its most fundamental phase, or what a working definition is, prayer is just talking to God or communicating with God. That's what we saw in the very first prayer, right, back in Genesis 3. Yeah. Adam and Eve just had these daily fellowships, these daily visitations.
Right.
They, you know, unscripted, you know, unrehearsed, just, hey, God, what's up? You know, what you been doing today?
But when I think about that, as you're saying that, God had a plan, has a plan.
Right.
And so his plan is deeper than what's been revealed to us, I believe. So where we might have these casual prayers, God intends for us to gain something really deep out of these casual prayers, what we call casual prayers, that will change our life and make us, you know, into creatures that he wants, you know, more fearless and fervent and all of these things. That's where he's trying to take us. And we can get there through prayer.
But absolutely.
I think over the years we've been slack in that.
I think so too, because James 1:6 says all prayer must be offered in faith.
Mm-hmm.
John 16:23, in the name, all prayer must be submitted in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Romans 8:26 says all prayer is offered by the power of the Holy Spirit. So prayer has to be done in the name of the Lord. It can't be just a genie in a bottle or a wish list.
Right, right.
So Lord, help us to be better at prayer. Help us going forward to be faithful in prayer and sincere in prayer, that we might pray according to your will, and that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And we'll talk more about prayer next time. This is good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Amen.